7, 8, 9, aus.
Okay. If you don't know what that means, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's right. It is the Monday afternoon show. Happy Monday, people. Middle of August. It's hot in the hot tub. Hope everyone's doing well. Thanks for joining. This is your host, Kieran Riley, till 6 p.m. And it is the third Monday of the month, which means we got Tepper on the line with another food segment for you, people. We're going to get into it. Not German. I should have played Rammstein for the last food segment where we talked about Jägerhaus and German cuisine. But Tepper, welcome once again back to the Monday afternoon show.
Thank you for having me back, Kieran.
Absolutely. I don't know why, but I introduced with that crazy death metal German band, Rammstein. But they're awesome. Maybe it was because of the last time. So what do you got going on this week, Tepper?
So this time I went to, what's it called? Four Brothers. There's multiple locations, and I went to the one in Hillsdale, and it was my first time going to a Four Brothers restaurant. And I didn't really know. I'd always, you know, as I do, I'd driven past. I was curious to know more. And yeah, we had a large group, maybe like seven of us, and so we had like a 4-hour meal. Just
nice.
From like, yeah, 5 p.m. till like 8:30 or something. It was great.
Wow. 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 Did they put you in the additional dining room area space?
Well, it was empty. So okay. We just were like, we kind of took up the middle of like this long table in the dining room. And, but I could see the other, there's a bar space and then there's like another dining room. There's a lot of space. My friend was telling me they used to have like go-karts there or something back in the day.
Been on them. Been on the go-kart. I took my son with the go-kart racing, and get this, Tepper. See, every time you go somewhere, I have to tell a little story about it. You ready for this? So I take my son and his buddy go-kart racing, and the guy, he's like 20-year-old kid who's running the track, has totally run out of gas for all the go-karts, and he's the only one there, and he has this little, like, Honda Civic or something, and I got my old beat-up pickup truck. He's like, dude, can you do me a solid, man? Can you run to Stewart's right quick and, like, pick up, fill these 5 gas tanks up for me, and I'll totally let your kids ride for free.
Sounds worth it.
Dude, I was like, get in the go-karts, kids. I'll be at the gas station and be right back. Start doing laps right now.
Wow, so you're really part of the family.
That kid was so grateful. He was like, maybe he was supposed to do it before the shift, or I don't know. But yeah. So yes, there were go-karts going on zoom zoom in the back, and then they had some weird fire that happened there, and they did a bunch of demo and. I have a long history with the Four Brothers, although I don't think I really know any of them. But yeah, they're all over Columbia County. So now you're officially like Columbia County Tepper if you've now been to a Four Brothers.
Yeah, I feel like I've crossed over into a new zone. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that is great. Okay. We have one over here in Great Barrington.
Oh, do you?
We do. And then there's one up in Valencia. There's one down in Armenia. There's one. Oh, boy. There's like.
Is there four? Are there four of them or there's four?
That's the thing. It's like the brothers are very busy because there's more than four brothers.
That is like such an inspiration.
Yeah.
A family business like that.
Yeah, and I believe they're a Greek family, And I just got to tell you, like, say what you want about Four Brothers, but I would go for the Greek salad because they know what they're doing, right?
The Greek salad. No, I know. I know.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. You know, and the other thing I want to say about them is that all these years I've been going there for about 30 years. And I don't go so regular anymore. But they know how to pack a parking lot on like Friday and Saturday nights. And these are just like the regular people coming out of the woodwork in the county that want a semi-affordable, decent meal for maybe their grandkids or their kids or maybe just the two of them. And people are regulars and they do the business. Whatever that business model is, I don't know the secret, but it's just you see these places in Columbia County where it's like there's no New York Times write-up about them. And there never will be.
No, it's such a good point. That's such a good point. And like, well, the parking lot is also so big.
It's huge.
Like you could, they could probably have like 100 cars parked in that parking lot. So that's one like smart idea they had to begin with. Mm. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean because it's like, there's nothing about it that's like, exceptional in like a modern sense, but it's exceptional in like a timeless sense.
That's right. And the other place like that, and maybe you put it on your list, Tepper, is the White Stone. Wait, did you do the White Stone?
Yeah, I popped into the White Stone. It's really special, and I see exactly what you mean. But I feel like Four Brothers was a little bit like just more chill, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
In terms of like, you know, I don't know. I feel like a place that's been around for a long time, somebody like me, like a Yankee like me walks in and, you know, I understand that like I'm probably not, you know, who they expect maybe at the White Stone, and that's fine. But at Four Brothers, it didn't really cross their mind like who was coming through, you know?
Yeah, they've had a bit more more diverse staff there. The last times that I've been going, there's a lot more Latinos working there as staff. There used to be a lot of Greeks, I believe. Like it wasn't just like the guy, the manager. Like there were cooks, there were servers. I remember the young woman, she was a waitress there forever. She was Greek. I think she ended up marrying one of the, not the brothers, but you know, someone in the family. And they actually own Yanni's up in Chatham, which you went to and reviewed.
My God, we've come full circle.
Full circle, Tepper. Listen, there's going to be
crazy.
Some follow-up like ownership lineages and everything to be had when we do the round two of the managerial and historical.
Wow, you really are like an encyclopedia of restaurant history.
I guess it's one of my weaknesses. I go out to eat way too much, like lunches especially. I like working man lunches, a burger and a beer kind of place.
Have you ever had lunch at Four Brothers?
All the time, because they got that crazy bar in the back. So if you want a burger and a beer or a pizza and a beer over lunch, you know, you go to Four Brothers and there's some horse racing or some a rerun Yankees game and maybe two other old guys down the bar who don't really want to talk to you. But it's a good time.
Sounds perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd love to hear about your adventure at Four Brothers.
Yeah, so let's do it.
We should get right to it. Folks, another food segment here on the Monday Afternoon Show. Let's have a listen.
Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
The future is exciting. With yes. you by our side.
One blistering July evening.
You guys, I can just look at the menu, see what you guys want.
Okay. I met dining companions at Four Brothers Pizza Inn.
They've proudly served over 80 million happy customers.
At 2828 Route 23 in Hillsdale.
Stephanopoulos Brothers.
A family-owned Greek restaurant.
The original and authentic since the beginning. The future is exciting with you by our side.
Since 1976.
And we are delighted to be the reason for your next family gathering.
That's a beautiful poem. Much of their massive...
My sixth or seventh birthday party was here.
Carpeted dining room appeared...
And then there's a bar over there.
...as though unchanged.
Oh, there are Four Brothers!
Yes.
Red vinyl booths cast shadows on the wood-paneled walls.
You were here in this very room how many years ago? 24 years ago?
And yeah. Classic soda refrigerators...
And they have a clock that has their name on it.
...hummed under framed photography...
It's like grandma core. It's like,
...of onions.
There's photos of garlic and onions, or is that something
else? And of, like, fruit.
While we waited for the rest of our group to arrive...
Appetizers?
Yeah, appetizers.
We ordered chicken wings.
The 12-piece.
Spinach artichoke dip.
And we'll do an artichoke spinach dip as
their
well.
Famous Greek salad.
What size?
Is there a large size?
And chicken tenders.
And there were chicken tenders with marinara.
The wings had a crispy breading.
Really, I feel like the wing is like almost like a fried, more like fried chicken.
It's fried chicken.
No, they're
which soaked in the heat of the buffalo sauce.
They're very hot and crunchy.
The
and
chicken tenders were piping hot.
It's weird that the sauce is in a plastic container because like it's on a plate, but the sauce is good. Like the blue
had a light, well-seasoned crust.
It's weird to like mix to go with for here sometimes.
And substantial breast meat.
They're doing their best.
Should we ask for ranch?
Yeah.
And was served on a real plate with a small plastic container of blue cheese.
Side of ranch, please. Ketchup.
Yep.
I'll bring the right over.
Ketchup was requested.
Is that the Greek salad dressing? I hear it's famous.
The Greek salad, colorful and brimming with ingredients like red onion.
Is it a secret recipe?
Pepperoncini peppers.
I'm pretty new here, so I don't know the menu. I don't know.
Not at liberty.
You're not at liberty.
I don't know this.
Tomato wedges and feta cheese.
Well dispersed. Cheese.
With crunchy
iceberg, which feels very refreshing.
Freshly cut iceberg.
Like on a hot day.
Was served with a miniature glass carafe.
It's cold. Lettuce is cold, which is what
it seems
you
like
want.
It just got chopped.
Of creamy and bright homemade Greek dressing.
I'm just really impressed with the amount of feta.
Which they sell by the bottle.
Got olive.
On a display near the front door.
Can we take a glass of water, please?
Glass of water?
Yeah, me too.
Would you
like
lemon in that?
Ooh, yes, yeah, please. That sounds great.
Little was said of the spinach artichoke dip.
The pita is warm on the pitas.
Okay. Yeah. Which languished yellowly.
I think they didn't wring the water out of the spinach.
In its white bowl.
You think they made this? You don't think they made it?
I'm not sure.
Surrounded by small triangles of toasted pita.
Yeah, some cream.
Yeah.
Maybe some sour cream.
Maybe some sour cream. Yeah. It might have been microwaved.
As our fourth dining companion arrived with their mom and grandma in tow.
I'm so happy to see you.
Yes,
I'm recording.
We ordered pizzas.
It's the most valuable pizza.
I like the idea.
I thought we were doing MVP.
MVP sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
what's
do
brother? What's oh, you should get brothers. Onions,
MVP.
Pepper.
Yeah,
oh.
MVP, yes.
MVP margarita and cheese.
Penne alla vodka.
So, yeah, the calamari.
And another Greek salad.
I think we need to order another one of these because
they need to try
them. Their pizzas are round.
Do you think the ghosts of the Four Brothers are coming for you?
And prepared in oiled pans.
Chicken bacon ranch.
That's giving the hearty crust a pie-like shape and texture.
It's like breadier.
Children's pizza.
Yeah, it's like a Lunchable.
Their cheese pizza is reminiscent.
It does remind me of like Chuck E. Cheese or like home pizza that you would put.
You know the deal with the pizza, it's not like pizza.
It's not like pizza?
It's like how Domino's is not pizza either.
With a chewy crust.
Thin.
Crispy, yeah.
Thin and crispy, yeah.
No, it's like its own category of like broiled circle.
But I like it when it's crisp.
Yeah.
It's dry.
And scant tomato sauce.
It has a nice tomato sauce, not close, but not too much.
Under a layer of char speckled cheese.
I'm sad they don't have buffalo chicken.
We also tried their MVP pizza.
Fresh mozzarella, house-made marinara, vodka sauce, and pesto sauce.
With mozzarella.
Oh, but the cheese is better. I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
Vodka sauce.
Yeah, the pesto is a really nice...
It's a balance.
Pesto, it's not too garlicky.
And pesto.
Like the white
Oh, that
special.
Sounds kind of good, yeah. Along with the white special.
Garlic, yeah, broccoli, ricotta.
With garlic.
It's very attractive.
Broccoli.
Vegetable, cheese.
And fresh tomato.
You know the colors of the tomato. Very generous and cheese.
A tiny bit of sauce would be nice. The broccoli especially, that's in small little pieces. And the texture of the broccoli.
The water tastes weird. It tastes kind of thick, like
it's like thick and salty water.
Viscous.
We think it's salty, Grandma.
Salty?
Mm-hmm.
Water?
I advocated for you.
My mouth is salty because of the pizza.
So the salad, what do you think?
The salad.
Do you like the dressing?
A little bit sour.
Yeah.
But they have different. It's nice because it has different vegetables
and feta.
Other cheese,
a lot of feta,
which is.
I feel like the calamari are like onion rings, but they just have squid in them.
Yeah, I could totally agree.
Oh, what I love about pasta?
The penne alla vodka.
Oh,
oh my god.
It's creamy.
Jumbo penne pasta.
Can you pass me some chili flakes, please?
Tossed in a traditional pink vodka sauce. Add a surprising additional ingredient.
A little chicken. Thank you, thank you.
So many years.
How many years?
30 years.
Their dessert menu,
molten chocolate cake, please.
Oh yeah,
a sundae
is of an entirely different design aesthetic.
Dessert menu makes it feel like you're at like
from their savory menu.
Totally new restaurant. You're entering another
portal. Similarly epic.
Three scoops of your choice. Okay.
With classics like
so sundae with one of every punch ice cream.
Yeah. Carrot cake.
Pie,
cheesecake,
the chocolate
molten chocolate,
and tiramisu.
Chocolate molten molten chocolate.
Three chocolates left.
I don't know if it was our dessert, but I did see some plate come out, perhaps out of the freezer. The Nutella pie was out of stock.
Oh, that's okay. My soup said super famous, so I thought they would have it.
Maybe that's why they're out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we opted for the peanut butter Reese's pie.
A graham cracker crust, a chocolate layer, peanut butter, and then a cream layer.
It was served cold.
With drizzled.
With a graham cracker crust.
Chocolate and peanut butter. And
thick layer of chocolate filling under a peanut butter one.
Chunks of Reese's peanut butter, maybe?
I think that's about
topped
it.
With hardened.
I taste the chocolate flavor first.
Drizzled chocolate and caramel.
Peanut butter. Very light.
The ice cream sundae we ordered.
I mean, it's all three flavors of ice cream with some chocolate sauce.
Came in a soda fountain glass.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Melted.
Chocolate!
But without fudge.
What?
Whipped cream.
Yeah, I like it.
Or a cherry.
I wish they put the vanilla on the top.
We said molten, but we should double check.
While the molten chocolate cake.
It is not hot.
That's not molten.
Came frozen.
Did you order molten?
I ordered molten, so they have to put it in the microwave, I guess.
Then, by request.
So it's going to warm up just
No, we're going to ask them.
We're wondering if we can heat this up.
Is that because we asked for the molten one?
Yeah, it's in the inside. I will keep it up.
Lightly microwave.
Yes, well, it's like as you crack the inside.
And it's hot on the inside?
It looks like when you know lava.
Dessert
one.
Has not really worked out for us very well so far. Is it hot or not?
Not hot.
No.
Not molten.
No.
It was solid. It split cleanly because it was cold.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
I would come back here with a group for a family occasion, like much like today.
Yeah.
Intergenerational. Mm-hmm. Chit-chat.
You could bring kids here that
kid-friendly, take your time.
Or if you like don't want to run into anyone.
Oh, All right. There you go. Food segment, folks. So that was Tepper and the Gang at Four Brothers in Hillsdale, New York, off Route 23, right there on the drag, down by the Masons area of Harrington's. Tepper, great little segment there. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just love that the grandma was there.
Abuela.
Yeah. Abuela was kind of rocked it. And did you say your fourth guest had their mother and grandmother or just grandmother?
Yeah, their mom and grandma were there, but their mom was kind of sitting like diagonally across the table from me, and she's very soft spoken, so she had some little parts in it, but she was hard to hear.
But she was there,
yeah.
That is so cool. It sounds like you had a great time.
We had such a good time. It was really like, I think it might have been the most fun I've had in like a long time.
Okay. Even though the dessert was not molten.
Even though it was not molten.
You know, some things we just have to
accept.
Accept.
Yeah, the and things, move on.
The things I cannot change. Yeah. And that was one of them. Fantastic. I just love the history. 1976. So that's the year of my birth. That's when was born, the same year that the Four Brothers Dynasty
that's
was born.
Really good luck, I think.
I think so. I think that means I have to go there for lunch.
That's really crazy, actually.
Yeah, because I'm working in Hillsdale right now.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't go to Four Brothers. I haven't been in a while. Why did I not? There's a new restaurant in Copake called the Clock Tower.
Okay.
And it used to be JJ's Pizza, but then I was told that they tore down the whole building and rebuilt it. But I haven't been in that area in a very long time, but it's like a little pub and restaurant, and their menu has consistently impressed me with the different specials they put on every day. They have pierogies, if you're a pierogi person, to die for. Put this in your back pocket just for the Clock Tower in Copake, should it ever come up. But on to Four Brothers. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I like the description of the future. The future is good. What's happening in the future?
Oh, well, we were some people are reading like some stuff off of the menu because the menu's like really big. It's like looks like a calendar almost. It has like all these different sections that like flip over, and like it flips like a calendar does, not like, you know how like it's not like book flipping horizontally, it flips vertically.
Really?
Anyway, the point is they write like all sorts of crazy stuff on there. Like one thing that it says on the menu is the future is exciting.
Right.
And it's like part of this like manifesto sort of about, I think it's kind of sort of about like how they've lasted through such a long history, but they are also like looking to the future. You know what I mean?
It's amazing. Longevity right there at Four Brothers, Columbia County. Extraordinaire. And Berkshire County. Let's not forget about the Great Barrington one. So it's a Berkshire Columbia adventure.
And Dutchess County, I think, too.
And I guess Amenia is in Dutchess County, isn't it?
And yeah, I think there might be one in like Red Hook or something like that. Or something.
Ooh, hold on.
Maybe I heard something like that. I don't know.
No, you're probably absolutely right. And I probably have been there, but now the old brain hole is malfunctioning again. But yeah, so there Four Brothers is everywhere. There's more than four of them. And the Greeks also know how to not skimp on the feta.
Yeah. The Greek salad is like, you can't really get a Greek salad like that anywhere around here, at least.
No. There's one place in Great Barrington, they do it upright. It's called, Aegean Breeze.
Oh, okay.
And they're right down the road from Four Brothers. It might be like the four cousins of the Four Brothers, and maybe they like hate each other. I don't know what the story is, but Aegean Breeze has been there forever, and authentic, just absolutely fantastic Greek food is wonderful for all to enjoy.
Check that out.
Lobster special on Thursdays. And also an indication of a good Greek restaurant is the quality of the Kalamata olives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. That is a big one. All right. Well, anything else? What do you got? Anything you want to share with what do you got up your sleeve? What are you thinking?
You know, I've been saying this for a while, but I still want to do like a annual ice cream trip to some, get some soft serve. So I think that might be, it might be just a little bit longer that it would be kind of seasonal to do that one.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know. Some of those places are not open all year round is what I'm saying.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I feel like soft serve is kind of making a comeback. I've been seeing it in a little more places than usual.
Yeah, it's definitely making a comeback.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got one right here in Housatonic, Massachusetts, right down our local little store, Aberdale's. It's where all the kids go. They ride their bikes there in like packs, like wolf packs of bikes of kids with no water or helmets. It's like the 80s again. I love it. Like no water and no helmets. I love it. I know it's not safe or.
And what? They go with no helmets to go get
soft serve. Okay. Yeah. And then
they have
like
a soft serve machine at this place.
Absolutely. And they just like there's lines at Aberdale's, which is now A and B, a wonderful, wonderful Indian a family from the subcontinent of India, bought the family from the Aberdale dynasty here in Housatonic. Wow. And they've been great and just still doing the soft serve. And they, you just go on the sidewalk near the benches in front of the store is just like sticky and just covered with
yummy,
like soft serve and whatnot. But yeah.
Sounds good.
It's summertime. Here we go.
All right. Well, until next month.
Until next month, third Monday of the month, folks, you can catch Food Segment after the news at 4 o'clock. I pulled up some Greek music and we're going to go out with that. So thanks again, Tepper, for joining
us.
And catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. That was Food Segment. It's the Monday afternoon show. Here's some Greek music.
Το έργο σου και το πείσμα σου δεν θέλεις να τα αφήσεις. Νομίζεις είσαι δυνατός και ζωρικά λυγίζεις. Κορώνα στο κεφάλι σου με είχες μη μιλήσεις και λες σε όλους γύρω σου έχεις αγαπήσει. Τους είπες πως τα βράδια σου εμένα μόνο θέλεις. Στις δυσκολές τις ώρες σου εμένα με χειρεύεις. Τους είπες πως τηλεφωνά με παίρνεις μες στις νύχτες. Γιατί έτσι ξέρουν αγαπούν μοναχά.
μονάχα η αλήθεια.
For a chippy or swinging a pick, and you can't live on love and on love alone. So you sail across the ocean, away across the foam, to where you're a Paddy, you're a Biddy, you're a Mick. Good for nothing but stacking a brick, and your best mate's a spade and he carries a heart. Two workhorses is heavily shod. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of a flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. Who did you murder, or are you a spy? I'm fond of a drink, helps me laugh, helps me cry. Now I just drink Red Biddy for the permanent high, and I laugh a lot less and I'll cry till I die. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. All you young people now take my advice. Before crossing the ocean, you'd better think twice. Cause you can't live without love alone. And the proof's around London in the nobody's own. Oh, well, the summer is fine, but the winter's afraid. Wrapped up in old cardboard and the Charing Cross Bridge. And I'll never go home now because of the shame. Misfits reflection in a shop window pane. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. Oh, I'm missing you. I give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. I'm missing you. I'm missing you. I'm missing you.
Mr. President, thank you for convening this meeting with the urgency that the situation demands. I also thank Assistant Secretary General Yencha and Mr. Rajasingham of OCHA for the information provided. Mr. President, after months of public expressions from various Israeli officials, we are confronted with the decision of the Israeli Security Cabinet to occupy Gaza City by 7th October 2025. The implementation of this decision will engender the forcible displacement of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians and would further undermine the two-state solution. We call on Israel to reverse this reprehensible decision. In both Gaza and the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem, we are witnessing in real time and on a daily basis decisions and actions that violate international law and threaten regional and international peace and security. It is striking, Mr. President, that Israel continues to announce to the world beforehand, including in this council, decisions that would violate international law if implemented. We have witnessed this with UNRWA and more recently with OCHA. This decision to take full control of Gaza is the latest installment in Israel's contemptible actions against the Palestinian people. It comes on top of numerous infractions committed over the decades since the decision was made for Israel, for the Israeli state, to be established in the land of Palestine in 1947. Indeed, Palestinians have lived through the Nakba and the ensuing years characterized by constant violence and dispossession owing to the Israeli occupation. Guyana reiterates its condemnation of the attacks on Israel on 7 October, perpetrated by Hamas and other armed groups. Yet, Mr. President, nothing, absolutely nothing, justifies the collective punishment that Israel has perpetuated against the people of Gaza over the past 2 years. Mr. President,
and run away, live to fight another day.
Put the heathen back there on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall.
As a man so shall he reap, and I know that talk is cheap, but the heart of the battle, a victory.
Put the heathen back there on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall. Put the heathen back there on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall. Put the heathen back there on the wall. Put the heathen back here on the wall.
Rise, O fallen fighter, rise and take your stance again. See who fights and run away, if the fight's another day.
Heathen back there, on the wall, the heathen back there, on the wall. Heathen back there, on the wall, the heathen back there, on the wall.
Marley on the Monday afternoon show, right there. Heathen, some audio from the United Nations Security Council. That was Guyana, the country of Guyana, the representative of Guyana, speaking at the UN Security Council on the situation in Gaza. It's off the Africa News Network. And people are standing with Palestine. People are standing up. And yet, the nightmare continues. Thanks for listening to the Monday afternoon show.
So I have to go to sleep. It's presidential power sleep.
Putin power.
I'm meeting with my mentor, my hero, my supplier of Russian escorts when I visit Russia, Vlad Putin. We're meeting tomorrow, and he's a talented guy. He's a strong guy. He's coming to Alaska, which is part of America. Not a lot of people know. I just found out. I said, oh, we're going to Alaska? Okay, so we're visiting Russia. And people had to tell me, no, even Sarah Palin, sir, knows that Alaska's part of the United States. And I said, well, whoever did that, it was a smart move. And they told me it was William Seward, who worked for Lincoln. Okay, so, you know, I guess he invented the sewers, and, you know, he put all the alligators down there with the rats and the trash. But we're talking about, and I'm getting a little sleepy because, you know, I have to get to be the strong president that people love, and they love their president. I have to get a good 11 hours of sleep, 6 hours of golf, and 1 hour of groping every day. That's how I can maintain the strong strength that I use in other countries and getting tariffs and doing deals. But I was hoping that Tom Cruise would join me. And because I know, you know, you sort of walk in, good cop, bad cop. I wanted to be a good American, bad American. Where Tom Cruise comes in, he does his little run around the room, he sprints around the room and, you know, climbs to the top of the building and jumps off on a motorcycle. And he says, this could all be yours, Vlad Putin, if you just make a deal with the president. And then he says, nyet, which actually means no in Russian. And then I come in and I stand up to him and I say, you didn't take the Tom Cruise deal.
Die Sonne scheint mir aus den Händen, kann verbrennen, kann euch blenden, wenn sie aus den Fäusten bricht, legt sie heiß auf das Gesicht. Sie wird heute Nacht nicht untergehen.
NBC's Jay Gray is just outside the U.S. military base where that meeting is happening and breaks down what we know so far.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin on the ground in April for what the Kremlin says could be 6 to 7 hours of negotiations behind the gates of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richards.
There's nothing set in stone. I want certain things. I want to see a ceasefire.
The president defining his role in this summit during the 7-hour flight from Washington.
I'm not here to negotiate for Ukraine. I'm here to get him at a table. And I think you have two sides. Look, Vladimir Putin wanted to take all of Ukraine. If I wasn't president, he would right now be taking all of Ukraine. But he's not going to do it.
Adding that he will, quote, walk if the talks aren't going well. While some say, regardless of the outcome, this meeting is already a win for Putin.
Already, he's meeting with the president in the United States, and that photo op is already a big achievement. What happens after that? He is the president.
why does the occupying power act in such defiance of the international community, even though it is in contravention of international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law? Second, why are the actions of the occupying power not met with strong, unified, and collective positions by this council? And third, would any member state of this council allow its citizens to be subject to this type of inhumane treatment by any actor, including a fellow member state of the United Nations? The honest answers to these questions should inspire a sense of urgency in all of us to act now to end Israel's war against Palestinians on every front that this war is being fought, in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem, where Israel continues operations that result in displacement of Palestinians, in injuries and in fatalities, where settler violence has become normalized under the might of the Israeli security forces, where Palestinians continue to lose their property and livelihoods under vexing circumstances, where Israeli officials carry out provocative visits to holy sites, adding another layer to existing tensions, and in Gaza, which is bearing the weight of a humanitarian catastrophe characterized by famine, disease, debt, displacement, denial, and yes, impunity. We, the Security Council.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Accra. This is the Monday afternoon show. Thanks again for being here with us on this mid-August hot Monday afternoon. It's been summertime weather, but some pretty good stuff. We've been hearing a little of this and a little of that. And thanks again to Tepper at the top of the hour, third Monday of the month. You can catch Tepper with food segment after the 4 o'clock news every third Monday here on the Monday afternoon show. This is your host, Kieran Riley, for another hour or so. We'll get going. So, yeah, speech from the representative from Guyana, speaking at the United Nations Security Council, telling it like it is. We heard straight out of Russia. It was actually a song from them. Anyway, that was Pussy Riot with Police State. Oh, my God. That's right. So Pussy Riot, they know a thing or two about police state and the encroachment on civil liberties and the silencing of people and the incarceration and clampdown and police state tactics to intimidate free speech and expression, because this band out of Russia, this group of women, was looked down upon by the state, and they were tried for, I don't know what they were tried for, maybe witchcraft, blasphemy, I don't know what it was, but they got locked up for a bit, but it hasn't stopped them. So go Pussy Riot, tell it like it is, on the heels of this historic meeting in Anchorage, Alaska, between the President Putin and President Trump. Talk about wheeling and dealing. We'll see what happens there. J.O. Coven with his impression. Trump reveals his plan for the Putin meeting. Great little satire right there. Bob Marley with his song Heathen. The heathen's back been upon the wall. Yeah, that's a great song right there. Rise, O Fallen Fighter. Christy Moore out of Ireland gave us a track called Missing You. And we had some Greek music coming out on the heels of our food segment at Four Brothers. Yes, indeed, Four Brothers. So we're going to kick it off right now with some Palestinian music. Here's a beautiful, beautiful song from Palestine by Dana Salah. this track called Bent Bladak. Enjoy, and thanks for joining again on this Monday. Community Radio. على ليلى البواب والهلوم تفتح شمالي لالي يا رويلي لو وعن الليلى البعث معي الليلى الريح الشمالي لالي يا رويلي لو
يا ظريف الطول وقف
يا ظريف الطول وقف
هدي على روحي وخفف
هدي على روحي وخفف
لو عينك شافت غيري
لو عينك شافت غيري
ايدي على قلبي بترجف
ايدي على قلبي
بترجف صحي العيون عيني تشوف كيف عيونكم كلها لي انا بنت بلادك بنت اصول انا ريحت بلادك مني شو شو ما تشوف ما حتشوف زيي أنا بنت بلادك بنت أصول لو جذرك ما جذري زيتون
Salah, Bent Bladak, music from Palestine. Beautiful, beautiful sounds coming from one of the worst war crime centers in history. One of the worst situations in my short life. Never seen anything like this, what's happening in Gaza. So the Palestinian people, that goes out to you. Here's some Irish music from the Gotthard sisters. This is Grace O'Malley. Grace O'Malley was a badass. You might want to look her up.
She cut up her hair, found shoes to wear to look like one of the men. Her father, he made fun. Oh no, what have you done? I know you'd love to come, my dear, but Grace, you're far too young. And he said, no one in sails the sea, they won't become weaker than me. Stay here, be safe on errands shore, just listen here to me. For you, it cannot be, there are dangers out on the sea. Stay here, be safe on errands shore, just listen here to me. Beneath her feet, her father stood beside her, laughing at his own defeat. She washed the cannon and the gun, jumped the stairs, and then the captain roared a warning, all hands on deck, my men. Get down below, my mast, he said, this danger too shall pass. My men and I will defend the ship, then you will be safe at last.
Farmer, you're a girl.
the pussy army wheels. Expressions on the faces of the starting millions. The power of the damn. The fuel that drives the clan. He's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV. The false sincerity. The bomb that is driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no moms. And a pitfall that he's inside. Yeah. Exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
Now, masters of war, you build all the big guns, you build the big plane, and you build a big bomb. You hide behind walls, and you hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You never done nothing but build to destroy. Play with my world, like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes. Then you try to run further when the fast bullets fly. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You may say that I'm young, you may say that I'm unlearned, but that one thing I know, though I'm younger than you, then my Jesus will never forgive what you do. You fasten the trigger, brothers to fight. Then you sit back and watch while death counts get high. You said in your mansion, hey, 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 why young people's blood flow out of their body and buried in the mud. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy your forgiveness? Oh, no, no. Do you think that it could? I think you're gonna find, oh, yes, sir, when death takes its toll, all the money that you made wanna buy back your soul. We'll be right back.
One day you're gonna die. Your death's gonna come soon. I'll follow your casket. Yes, I will. That late afternoon, I'll watch while you learn. Down in your deathbed, I'll stand over your body and make sure that you're dead.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest cheers I ever knew. All the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own, and I would give anything I own just to have you back again.
on me own. Amor mío, por favor, tú no te vas. Yo contaré a las horas. Ven allá, León. Amor mío. Amor mío, por favor, tú no te vas. Yo contaré a las horas. Vuelve, no volveré, no volveré, no volveré, no quiere recordar, no quiere recordar. Vuelve, no volveré, no volveré, no volveré, no quiere recordar, no quiere recordar.
Not a crime. In the old time, in the old time, don't care. Creation, realization, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time, breath, you want, you know, today, today.
It's your time. It's your time. It's your time. It was not a crime. Your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime.
Not a crime, not a crime.
The women glow and men plunder.
Crazy Times on the Monday afternoon show. Reggae, Crazy Reggae Times. That's a band unknown to me until now called One Ground, covering The Land Down Under by Men at Work. It is the birthday of Ron Streichert of Men at Work, born on this day in 1957. That classic, classic song, Land Down Under. It's all about the Vegemite sandwich. We heard Gogol Bordello with Not a Crime, the Gypsy Kings, Amor Mio. God, that's beautiful music, isn't it? Gypsy Kings. Ken Booth with Everything I Own. I remember a long time ago, Matt Downing requested that song here on the Monday afternoon show. It was a very long time ago. So I'm going to send that out to Matt Downing. Great track. Staple Singers covered Bob Dylan's Masters of War. Great version by the Staple Singers. In Bad Religion with American Jesus. American Jesus, you can find him on the interstate. It's right there. Right there. So I think we got to go to another cover song. Let's go to Abu Dhabi. Yeah, why not? Let's just mix it up. Let's do the funky stuff that we do here on the Monday afternoon show. Hope everyone is well out there on this late August. It's now late August, that's a fact. Getting to late August, Monday afternoon. This is your host, Kieran Riley. So glad to be here on this community radio station. Thanks to all the people supporting this radio, who donate during the pledge drive, the sustaining monthly member donors, all the staff at Wave Farm and WGXC to keep this project moving and grooving. I just really, really appreciate being here, listening to 90.7 FM on your dial. And it's the birthday of Dennis Elliott from the band Foreigner. So when I was a wee lad in the 1980s, late last century, is late 1900s, bands like Foreigner just were big. That's what's going on. It was never really my favorite. But now looking back on it, you get the nostalgia, and it's Dennis Elliott's birthday. I don't even know if this dude's even still alive. Maybe. Dennis, if you're there, if you're still with us, happy birthday. And if you've passed, I hope you're resting so well. The band Foreigner. So here's a cover band. Sorry, Dennis. We're doing a cover band. These guys are in Dafir Fort in Abu Dhabi. Music, travel, love, and friends. Wow. Junior Brown and Elisa Astrid perform I Want to Know What Love Is, echoing through centuries of heritage at the Dafir Fort in Abu Dhabi. So, Foreigner, here you are. I want to know what love is.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
Mountain I must climb, feels like a world's upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine, gives me warm as life grows colder.
In my life
present in my world, dancing on air. You sent to me a message that said, I like your style. Will you come to the temple tonight and dance for me there? I pledge to you all that you wish, the moon and the stars. Lo and behold, in, oh, why don't you give it up? Lo and behold, in, oh, now you know it's true. Lo and behold, in, oh, I'm holding to you. In the palace there was wild revelry, and the look in your eyes as I dropped veil after veil was drunken desire. The devil calls and God, he notes it all, the naked truth. Here is my seventh veil and last, it will cost.
Smith, lo and behold, and off the album Gung Ho. God, I remember when I got to do security for Patti Smith at the Basilica Industria, the Basilica there in Hudson down by the train station. Great performance that was. And I still have my shirt that says security on the back. We're actually just about out of time, so I want to say thank you to everyone for listening to Monday Afternoon Show on this Monday. And again, a big shout out to all the folks at WGXC, all the volunteers, all the programmers, but especially the staff. And this week the staff is catching up with some significant work that needs to be done on a timely basis, and that's what's happening this week. So thanks for all the hard work over there. So what do we do? I guess what we're going to do is sign out with some Chumbawamba, going back to, I remember listening to this when I moved to Columbia County in 1997 after college. Burn it down. All right. So thanks again, folks. Catch you next week. I'm here every week for the Monday Afternoon Show, 4 to 6 p.m. Have a great week ahead.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. Times are changing, but he just forgets. He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
Nothing ever comes down by itself. Every fine is a little bit of hurt. Nothing ever comes down by itself. Every fine is a little bit of
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit.